So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned about Hahu Mavoi Akum Dehav Ben Adda. There was this bent Mavoi Narda, which was actually a U-shaped Mavoi. Rami Elah Chomer De Rav, V'Chomer De Shmuel, V'Atzruchu De Losses. They applied Rav's stringency of defining it as a Mavoi Mefolish and Shmuel's stringency of requiring a door on one end of a Mavoi Mefolish. Therefore, they required doors at the two bends and a Lechi occur at each outer end. The Gemara asked, when we have Dini Ketrei Chomeri, do we indeed follow two stringencies of opposing opinions? After all, we find the Braisa that somebody who follows the Chumri Beishami or Chumri Beisil, the stringencies of both Beishami and Beisil is considered to be Iksil Bachay Shechaylich, a fool who walks in the darkness. We've learned the first answer in the previous shir. Our shir began with the second answer. Amar Rav Shizvi, Kiloy of Dinin Kechumri de Beitrei, Heched de Sastra Adadi. We do not follow two stringencies only when they contradict each other. For example, in the machlokes about how much of a skull or spine must be missing in order for them to be considered deficient, we will use the spine as our example. Beshami Armim Shtei Chulias, two vertebrae, a larger share. Beisila Armim Chulia Achas, one vertebrae, a smaller share. Regarding the halacha that a human skeleton transmits tumma, the largest share of the Beshami is a chumrah, stringency, in that anything less than that, such as a skeleton missing only one vertebrae, is metame, because it is not considered deficient. The smaller share of the base hill is a kula, a leniency, in that a skeleton missing one vertebrae is not metame, because it is considered deficient. Regarding the halacha of treifa, an animal that has a defect may not be eaten, the larger share of the beishama is a kula, in that anything less than that, such as an animal missing one vertebrae, is not treifa, because it is not considered deficient. The smaller share of the base hill is a chumra, in that an animal missing even one vertebrae is treifa, because it is considered deficient. In other words, one missing vertebrae, according to Beishama, is not considered deficiency, resulting in a chumra and a kula. It is metame, but it is not treifa. According to Beis Hill, it is considered deficiency, resulting in a kula and chumra. It is not metame, but it is treifa. Therefore, you must follow either Beishama or Beis Hill in both situations. It is either deficient or not deficient. If you follow both chumras, you are contradicting yourself, because it cannot be considered both deficient and not deficient. However, in the case of Mavi Akum, the Chumra of considering it a Mavi Mefolish in no way contradicts the Chumra of adjusting it with doors. Therefore, you may follow both. The Gemara cites a Braisa where Rabbi Kiva apparently followed two contradictory stringencies by treating an estrig that was picked on Aleph Bishvat of the third year as both a second year fruit by separating Maaseh Sheni, based on Beis Hillel who hold that the new year for fruits only begins on Tu Bishvat, and as a third-year fruit by separating Maaser Ani based on Beis Shammai, who hold that the new year for fruit begins on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. However, the Gemara explains that he did this because Gemara is topically. He was not sure which date Beis Hillel held and which Beis Shammai held. Had he known, he certainly would have followed Beis Hillel and only taken Maaser Sheni from it as a second-year fruit and not Maaser Ani as a third-year fruit. In the previous daf, we had a machloikis, Tanakama and Chananya regarding Mavim Mefulish. The Tanakama said one end needs a Tzuris HaPesach and the other needs a Lechi or a Kair. Chananya said, in the name of Bisil, that we must have a door on one end and a Lechi or Kair on the other. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Machlokes is only where the Mavim Mefulish is open to the Rosh Hashanah on both sides. But if one side opens to a field, all agree that there is no need for doors, and the Tzuris HaPesach on one side and the Kair or Lechi on the other would suffice. Rav Yosef added in the name of Rav Yehuda himself, not in the name of Rav, that if the other end of the Mavi opens to an unused lot of land, even if the other end of the lot is open to the Rishus HaRabim, Ein Tzarech Klum, the Mavi does not need anything at the opening to the empty lot, just a Lechi Yokair at the end that opens to the Rishus HaRabim. Abaye comments that Hadi Rav Yehuda de Shmuli, this last comment of Yehuda must have been said in the name of Shmuel and not Rav, because it contradicts Rav on two points. First, Rav holds that a mavoi shenifritz b'meluya l'chatzer, v'nifritz l'chatzer kenegdei. When the back end of a mavoi opens into a chatzer, and the back of the chatzer is directly open to Rosh Hashanah, it is usher to carry in the mavoi, presumably because it looks like a mavoi mefulish, since you can see straight through the back of it to Rosh Hashanah. This contradicts that which Rabbi Yehuda said, that a mavoi that opens into an empty lot, which opens into Rosh Hashanah, does not require any adjustment at that end. Second, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda chose a case of an empty lot, it seems that he holds that a mavi that opens into a chatzar is problematic, even if the chatzar does not open into Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav only prohibited carrying a mavi that opens into a chatzar when that chatzar opens to Rosh Hashanah. Rav Sheshe, however, explains that it does not necessarily contradict Rav, because Rav only said it is asur to carry in the mavi when it did not join the chatzar in an Erev. So the mavi is breached into a makam ha'astralai, a place that we cannot carry to from the mavi. Had it been opened into an empty, uninhabited lot of land, which is not a makam ha'astralai, Rav would agree with Rav Yehuda's statement that it is mutter to carry in the mavi without any adjustment at the back end.